This chat is being recorded, and portions will be broadcast on the web later. Your participation implies your consent to being recorded. So if you're on the run from the feds, you better not do any talking. Any unauthorized recording, duplication, or distribution of this chat is strictly prohibited. And now, to introduce Marge Desai, the lady who put the Vavoom in Vanessa and the Pro into Proteus, here's your hostess, EJ.
Okay, now that we've got the rules out of the way, Marge will come back and let us know if she'd like to start with some questions or start with the contest. We'll lay the contest out there so everybody knows what we're doing, and then we'll go right to questions. Okay, then, let's get our announcer back. Oh, he took a coffee break on me. That's it.
Okay, it's contest time. We have a great prize for the winner. It's a mouse pad, and it's not just any mouse pad. It's a mouse pad with a photo of Marge's Vanessa with her bouncing baby boy Leo. Now, here's how the contest is going to work. I'm going to ask a question here in about 15 seconds, and you type the answer. Don't say it out loud. You got to type it. The first person to type the right answer wins. It's that simple. Now, here's the question. For the Vanessa and Leo mouse pad. What was Vanessa doing and what was she wearing in the dream starring his mommy that Leo told Greenlee about on the show last week? There you go. For the mouse pad, start typing. First one done wins.
Kimber is our winner. Is that true? Is that really true? I don't remember. They never tell you on the days that you're off what you were really doing in Pine Valley, huh? No, they don't. They don't tell me anything. All right, let's go with question number one. Should we let Carla go? I think she's got something special. Okay, Marge, this is my second song that I made up just for you. Just because I love you so much, and here it goes. Song to the theme of Gilligan's Island. You ready? Just sit right back and I'll sing my song about Vanessa, one so true. Ha! She'll take what she can get from you and pretend she's sad and blue. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. She started as a wife and mom, but likes to sleep around with sex and drugs and money and thinks she's Proteus of the town. Shh, she's Proteus of the town. Stay tuned right here to this good soap to see the very best with Vanessa, husband Palmer, son David, and Leo, their girlfriends, Mateo, and all the rest. All my children's the best. Ta-da! That is fantastic! Congratulations, congratulations. I'm so glad you liked it. I did it just for you because I love you so much, honey. Thank you. God bless.
All right, all my doggies, your turn. Ask Marge whatever it is you want to know.
Doggy, don't be shy. So you remind me of that great, you know, a cowboy song. Get along, little doggy. You're that's a great memory for me. Don't be shy. Talk up.
She says, love you to death. Nessie is great, and Doggies is shy today. Here's AMC Leadhead's question on the screen. Among the cast members of AMC, who are your closest friends?
I would say that Jennifer Bassey. You know, we're the same age, we're the same group, we have a lot of similar history back in Hollywood, and I say that we kind of see each other. I go out with her husband, a playwright, and we go to some theater together. So I would say Jennifer Bassey, you know, and then Rebecca Buddy promises to teach me how to knit. Now there's a reversal for you, isn't it? So
also I see Doggies came up with a comeback question, comment rather. What are they going to do with you? I hope they will not write you out. You are the best.
Oh, thank you, Doggy. But you know what? I don't know what they're going to do with me. And when I ask them, you know, no one knows what they're going to do. You know, in a soap, the hardest thing about doing a soap is that 2 to 3 weeks ahead, you sort of know what you're going to do. And beyond that, don't you know, but they don't
No.
Hello, Marge. My question was asked by Dogster as doggies, but I've been watching AMC for 30 years, and you're one of the best actors they've had in years on the show because the show has gotten so boring with all the too many young teenagers, and just want to say you're doing a great job, and I hope they keep you. Bye.
I thank you. Boy, have you boosted this tire go this weekend, let me tell you. Yeah, they have too many young actors. There's just too many young, beautiful people. Who do they think they are? Vanessa has been absolutely hilarious lately. I'm so loving her as Proteus. Were you surprised when you found out Vanessa would be Proteus? And will we be seeing Vanessa having afternoon tea with Anna and Greenlee, the girlfriends from hell?
I was not only surprised, I was shocked. And I thought, how? How can we justify this? It was shocking, and then it was very difficult to figure out how and what. And then I think I was a nervous wreck waiting around to see what are they going to have her do as Proteus. So it was turmoil. It was a shock.
C.H. Nabby. Vanessa's a little nabby herself, huh? You ready to talk to Marge? Go ahead. Your turn up.
Chinabi. It stands for China Baby, and I'm an older woman and would like to know, Vanessa, what you do with your makeup routine and with your hair.
There are two chairs in my life, the hair chair and the makeup chair. And they wash it and blow dry it, and then they set it in either hot rollers or Velcro. Then I walk right across the room and they start plastering on the makeup. They just make sure that that everything is covered up first, all the little funny spots, and then put on my, you know, nose and cheeks and lashes and whatever. And I have to use quite a bit for television because I look entirely different when I do a part that isn't quite such a character. And then my makeup tricks are basically I make sure I clean that face as soon as I finish working. There is a pons facial you can do. Literally, you rub pons all over and massage it in your face and your neck, and you take a rough washcloth and you rub it all. You just rub it up all over your face.
Give me just a quick answer on your diet. What do you do for diet?
I diet like hell. I try to eat I love sweets. I love chocolate, and I love breakfast Danish rolls in the morning. So at lunch and at dinner, I try to eat just vegetables and proteins, salads and proteins, and try to cut out on the breads there, because I have to have my desserts once a day.
All right, let's go straight away to CK02-1800. Ask Marge whatever you want to know.
Hey, Marge. I just wanted to comment. Let's go back to the facial stuff there. I just wanted to say, you look so great. You look like you're like 45 years old. I'm serious. You look very, very good. So I was going to ask you what your trade secrets were, but I've already asked. But I'll ask you another question. I know you was in the movie Clambake with Elvis. What was it like working with Elvis?
You know, I was just on the phone this morning. There's a man out in Long Island who's doing a book on Elvis, a whole history on Elvis. And we were talking about it, and he sent me a tape of Clambake. It was wonderful. It was my first film. Elvis was never more gorgeous in his life. He was so sweet. He was a gentleman. At the rap party, we ended up having a little cake fight. And I remember because I got to meet the colonel and all these people that were surrounding him, all of his buddies that were his bodyguards and everything. I just worked on the film literally one day, but it was very, very memorable.
Let's bring on B.N. Bernsky. He's going to type a question for you. So get those fingers going.
It's all right to ask a woman her age as long as the woman lies.
Ian Bernsky says, anyhow, I've enjoyed you since you played Monica on Facts of Life. Did you see the reunion movie?
You know, I missed that somehow, and I really did want to see it because they were my buddies when we were on it. We had so much fun. It was such a clean, pure, and fun show. Everybody, the production people and the director and everything. So I was so proud to be on that show. And that's one of those that everybody remembers, so thanks for remembering. All these young kids are telling me they grew up with me, so I'm taking it as flattery.
Hey, Lindsay, are you ready to type? Here we go. Hi, it's Lindsay in the wheelchair. I just had surgery on my chin. She did the Carol Burnett thing, Marge. When will Pine Valley know that you're Proteus?
Well, Pine Valley, and congratulations on getting through your surgery, huh? I hope everything's okay. Pine Valley is really slow, aren't they? But anyway, I'm not sure. You know what happens is sometimes I get confused as to when actually what we did was coming on the air. But I don't think they're going to know it for, a couple of weeks or anything. Hang on, my phone's ringing. It was Larry calling me. He wanted a late Jay.
Let's go over to E.J. Burnson. Go ahead, Jay. Ask Marge a question.
Marge, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Written you a poem, Marge.
Shoot.
The Ballad of Vanessa. Here's to Pine Valley's wicked Vanessa, who has finally hit her stride. She has cheated, she has murdered, she has trafficked in drugs, she has oh so convincingly lied. Vanessa's been given the heave-ho by the pompous palmer at will. But who cares, laughs the bourbon-voiced Vanessa, there'll be winters in Rio and summers in Deauville. Then there are David and Leo, Vanessa's two cubs, and oh, are they such a prize. Their entire life goes down the drain due to the mother, and they never realize. And now we reach a huge problem, and a truly, truly tough sell. How to redeem our favorite Vanessa to a saint when she's really a mother from hell. Be it Oak Haven for redemption, or the far more prosaic Pine Valley Jail, the redemption, it better happen, or Jay will be AMC's worst nightmare without fail.
Fantastic, Jay. Fantastic. Oh, God. Well, send those to the powers that be. Thank you, Don.
It's Inga, E-S-C-O-H is Ohio. Hi, Marge. It's a pleasure to get to speak to you again. I met you at the Alma Children Luncheon in September of 2000. And you know you have to be one of the luckiest women in the world to get to work with Vincent Irizarry and Josh. My question is, where is your favorite vacation spot?
No, at the moment, my favorite vacation spot is the next place I go. I am actually leaving next Saturday morning early after shooting late at the studio to go down to an island called Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas. I've never been there, but they have snorkeling, and I'm going to lay on the beach like a beached whale, and maybe I'll even snorkel. But I've got about 4 days, and I'm going to take a little break and do that. So it's always the next place I'm going. In that sense, I'm a lot like Van.
Hi, Marge. I just started watching All My Children about 2 weeks ago when you killed Larry. I thought that was hilarious. And my birthday's in 2 weeks, so you're my birthday gift, talking to you. Also, could you tell me if the guy that plays Leo, is he married?
Hi, and you have a birthday in 2 weeks. What's the date?
Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, you're right in the middle of between my granddaughter's birthday is the 7th and mine is the 20th, so we're good people, aren't we? Aquarius, Pisces people. I'm right on the cusp because I'm crazy. And it shows. Anyway, no, Josh isn't married. He's got a wonderful girlfriend in Los Angeles.
Kimber, are you ready? Take it away. Hi, Marge, you're the best. Sorry to have to type, but I was just wondering, were you excited about Vanessa having another affair?
Well, I hope I'll have another affair. maybe you know, if they put me in the loony bin or whatever they're going to do with me. I don't know if they're going to do anything, or if they catch me, or, you know, if I fall in a ditch or something, maybe some guy will roll down the hill. But knowing Van, she'd take them wherever they came from. So, yes, it's really fun, and they give me such hunky guys to do these love scenes with. So, it's my exercise, and my juice is going.
Let's go to Mercedes next, then. She's always ready.
Hi, Marge. You remember me? I was wondering if you're coming back to California for the Star Trek convention.
We'd love to come. I have to find out when it is. That was so much fun. I had a wonderful time last year. I got to see Barbara Luna and some friends, all the guest stars that had done the original Star Trek, and later I had a ball. So I hope. So make sure I know when it's going to be.
You betcha, I'm going to make sure. Didn't you have fun meeting me, too?
You were wonderful. You got me some good pictures, too. Thank you. You got EJ some. Great. You're invaluable.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Mafia Cat's got the question typed out. Loving your performance. They think you're a fabulous actress. And they want to know if there are any character female roles that you'd like to play for a day on the show.
Well, I think it would be great fun to play Jill, you know, Larson's part, Opal, on the show for today. Because I love doing characters, you know. It'd be kind of fun to play Anna, and, you know, flop somebody over your shoulder, except with my back, I'd better not, you know, venture that way. But anyway, thanks for your compliments. It's really fun. And, you know, as far as working with anybody, I don't know. They all have different things to them, you know. I wish Marion and I would work a little bit more together. We're two cats of the same, you know, sort of era. So, but we'll see. We'll see. If you have any suggestions, let me know.
Feed on to Nautical Twilight. They've been very anxious to ask you a question. Are you ready? The typewritten one. It's so nice to speak with you. Which actor and actress do you most admire, and have you had the pleasure of meeting them? Keep up the awesome performance from Nautical Twilight.
Oh, you know, that's a good question, because I have to say, having seen Meryl Streep in many, many movies and then on stage this last summer, I admire her. I admire the way she lives her life, everything that she does. I think she's just got the great sense of humor. I just, you know, she's my all-time favorite. And I've never met her. That's one person that I would love to meet. That would be, you know, I'm her biggest fan. So, anyway.
We'll head on over to Miss Four Kids.
I think you're not courteous and you're working for someone, Marge, and I think it's Arlene. Do you have any clue?
You mean, did you say, am I working maybe for Arlene? That would be fun, wouldn't it? Actually, you know, back to that question, I loved working with Arlene. We had a great time. I wish they'd bring her back on. She's as nasty and down and dirty as Vanessa. But the two of them seem to understand each other. My phone's ringing again. Hang on. And that's such a great suggestion. Yeah, they'd bring her on. I think we should do an act together at SOS. She and I, Arlene, the singing duo here.
Hi, Marge. I just wanted to tell you that I'm standing here in the sunshine on the 14th tee, and the 14th tee misses you, and we miss you, and you're doing a great job. Just wanted to say hi.
Outside my house, aren't you? On the 14th tee, you devils, you. You're out there in the sunshine,
and I'm here in a cold, blistering wind. Hey, nice to hear from you guys. So, are you loving all the absurdities on the show?
Hey, you're doing such a great job. Phil and I just think you're doing wonderful, and we know that you're probably getting really tired out, and we're waiting for you to come back and visit, but just keep up the good work, and it'll all pay off.
When I get back there, I'm going to be too pooped to pop a golf ball. I'll tell you something. Someone left something at my door the other day. Someone who knows I play golf. And I didn't look at the balls, but they're all stamped, and all of them on there say, Marge's balls. So the next time I come out there to play, I'm going to have my individual little golf balls. Isn't that wonderful?
That'll be great. Now, I hope they don't end up in the water.
If they do, they'll know where to return them, won't they?
Take care, Marge, and we'll be looking forward to having you back, and keep in touch when you get a chance, and enjoy that vacation, and when you get back, we'll go have a massage.
Oh, will we ever, and tell that gorgeous husband of your high.
Well, Marge, it's about time my Christmas present, it arrived in time for your birthday. One of Marge's balls is what I had them print on the golf balls. Are they a good brand for you?
Did you send those? Did you send those? Were you the one? I tried to call. Oh, my God, I tried to call a couple of people. And they said, no, but I wish I had. I said, where do these come from? She said, well, they were left downstairs. So I didn't know where they came from, and I called.
Only you, E.J.
Only you. But I can hardly wait to start playing with my balls.
Oh, man. Hi, Marge. Just wanted to say hello and thank you for taking the time to do this with us. I'll see Eileen Fulton in 2 weeks and can't wait to tell her I chatted with you. So take care.
Thank you. I was supposed to go to Eileen's show tonight. It's at her cabaret act, or and I can't. I already had the tickets to the B. Arthur, and I have to use the ticket. But I've seen her a couple of times, and she's adorable. We just finished a cabaret show. Somebody asked questions before about singing on the SOS. Well, we just finished the All My Children cabaret show at Archie's Place, and it was wonderful. Ruth Warwick was there. And Eden Regal was there, and Elizabeth Henderson, and Josh, and David Canary, and of course Ruth was the MC, and Jennifer Bassey, and Jill. And we had a wonderful time, and we think the audiences did. And we raised a lot of money for the Firemen's Fund and the children, which is kind of all the people that have kind of slipped through the major charities receiving some assistance. So that was great, and that was my singing debut in public. So maybe SOS will have me on. Doing Marlena, falling in love with love again. Well, wait.
Here we go. Pettis is ready. Who is Leo's father?
Boy, if I could answer that question. Hey, maybe she doesn't know. You know, stranger things have happened. Hope, whenever they get ready to announce it, it's somebody fantastic. And it's a question that needs to be answered. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Well, thank you, EJ, for my website. She's fantastic. We're sick people, aren't we, EJ?
Right. Since we're on the subject of Marge's singing, a lot of people are curious about it. So let's give a 30-second timeout and listen to a delightful number in the cocktail lounge sung by Marge Doucet from an old Mannix episode. I'm sure you'll all recognize the song. Ready?
It last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I know I'll need him till the stars all burn away. And he'll be there.
I had barely remembered doing that and that I sang the song. Now when I sing, my voice is about 3 octaves lower. I forgot about that. Thanks, EJ.
Head on up to Canada, the Great White, and talk to Bucky. Are you ready, the Buck?
You want to know about my other family, my family in so-called real life? All right, I'll tell you. I have a daughter who's in Los Angeles. Son, about 9 years ago to AIDS, and we still adore him like crazy. But I am very fortunate to have my daughter and granddaughter, and then I have, you know, 4 brothers and sisters, and 2 sisters, one of them here who's hanging out that I can't say anything nice about because she's on the chat line right now. Hi, Kat, who I just love dearly, and they're very, very supportive of me. So, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've been very, very fortunate, and I get to see them. In fact, in March, my daughter's coming in to visit me, so we have a great time together, and I can't complain. Thanks for asking. By the way, EJ, do we have any pictures of, we have pictures of Deborah and Dina on my website, don't we?
Yep, they're in the photo album, and also Kathy's in there hugging Cameron Matheson, and there's a picture of us having Kathy on.
EJ, we have to take Kathy out of there.
She goes, our favorite chat club singer and sometimes nightclub actress, Carla, up in Oregon. Go ahead.
you. Thank you, EJ. Mark, my question for you is, do you ever tape the soap and watch yourself? And the reason I'm asking this is because of all the actresses I've watched, you are so darn visual. If I was deaf, I could watch the TV and watch you and know what you're saying. You are so good at expressions.
Oh, my God. Would you write the powers that be at ABC and then tell them that I'm so good at expression I don't have to learn my lines? You don't know what a gift that would be to me. I'm not one of those quick studies like Kelly Ripa and Susan Lucci. They look at it once and they know the lines. They're incredible. I don't have that photographic memory, but thank you. That's a lovely compliment. So I'll go up and tell them Monday. Lines? I don't need lines. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, JY, you're typing your question, I believe. Viz, I just wanted to say that you're a great actress. I love you on AMC. And ask her about the movie 12 Bucks.
You know what? That movie was such a low budget. It was a low, 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 low budget movie. But it was wonderful because it was all for charity, for the charity of the abused children, these young producers did. And we all shot entirely separately. If you'll notice, none of us are in scenes together. The way they had to put all of us on our schedule was to get us when they could, so we'd shoot weekends and get, you know, when we weren't doing something else.
Nancy, darling, you got another question for Marge quickly.
I think you and Susan Lucci would be quite a pair together in a theater. To end my question just by saying how disgustingly beautiful you both are.
Well, that's a disgustingly wonderful thing to say. Thank you. Nice to hear from the fans and hear what they're thinking. It's nice. I mean, we're supposed to be entertaining, and, you know, if we teach a little bit or of life or give somebody a laugh or a giggle or a little, you know, heartfelt, you know, feeling for the moment, that's great, but it's wonderful to see you all. All I ask is that I have fun with it and the audiences enjoy it. Not only me. I know so many of the cast members appreciate it. So thank you. Love to you all. Stay well, happy. Forgive each other and on. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, I love you. Bye.